Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Jacobs. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Elmer Jacobs. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield takes first base on ball four. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Hunfield moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball four. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Ward applying the tag. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Blue steals second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner takes first base on ball four. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hunfield fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Ward moves to third. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. McCurdy moves to third. Jacobs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCurdy scores. Jacobs scores. Com moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jess Doyle now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jess Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jacobs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Elmer Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Fothergill goes all the way around to score. Heilman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Warner takes first base on ball 4. Al Wingo pinch hits for Merv Shea. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Jess Doyle. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Woodall now catching. George Smith now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Com moves to third. Hunfield moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to home to get Com. Hunfield moves to third. Metzler moves to second. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a fly ball towards left. Fothergill catches it and throws to home to double up Hunfield. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Com scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodall for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler pinch hits for George Smith. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavner hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Hankins now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Ward moves to third. McCurdy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. McCurdy tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Connolly moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-4 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-3 in the game. Manish strikes out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barrett is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-4 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to second. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Connolly, and towards Hunfield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.